Mike Longo's Rhythmic Nature of Jazz, DVD number 4. Here is the preface to DVD number 4. Number 1. Longo was playing a 16th note pattern rather than a 6/8 pattern behind the students that he was teaching in DVD 3. But if you look at the rhythm pile example, which is in booklet DVD 1, right on page 1, the second to last line, it says 16th notes equals previous 8th notes. And what was 8th notes in 6/8 now becomes 16th notes in 2/4, as in this. You had, in 6/8 you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Now you have and this is also explained on page 11 of booklet 4, where it says 6/8 converted to 16th note samba. So we'll explain this even more in a little while. Number 2, the music comes first, not math. You can study math, but it won't help you play jazz. If you ask West African musicians if they're subdividing the beat or if they ever played to a metronome, the answers will be no. 3. Bebop retained from older jazz the blues, and the blues began as African-American spiritual music, and it is thought to be an expression of the Holy Spirit. The melodic exercises in this series are the melodization of rhythm, and they seek to convey a transformative experience. Diz said that Bird's contribution was melody and, quote, once we heard that, we all knew we had to go that way. Dizzy also said, ego is the enemy of this music. You have to give yourself up to a higher force to play this music. So the spirituality, the melody, and the rhythm all tie together. Number 4. To really absorb the jazz swing feel, do not play with a metronome. Instead, develop body rhythm. For example, tap your foot to the beat, lifting it up not halfway between each beat, but on the third triplet of each beat. This will help produce a certain type of sway and help you swing. Number 5. Dexter Gordon said he's not trying to play behind the beat, it just happens that way. This means that feelings come from the music, not trying to put feelings into the music. An example is a rhythm from Louis Armstrong that's like 1, 2, 3, 4, gang. Gang, 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 gang. And it might be notated as 1, 2, 3, and then someone just writes lay back next to it. But that's not really, that's trying to put feeling into the music. It would be much better if it was notated as 1, 2, 3, 4, 3. The second way falls perfectly and it swings naturally. Having a solid 3-against-4 feel in your time feel could be a big part of how playing behind the beat, quote, just happens that way. But it's also not the whole picture. The playing feel of Errol Garner and Dexter Gordon will be discussed further, and especially in the recording where Ray Brown plays a displaced quarter note triplet in which major depth of swing is conveyed to an audience. Audiences are touched by the way jazz musicians keep time. The exercises in this series are meant to induce activation rather than imitation. 6. Transcribing is very useful for ear training, but not for playing. You can't transcribe a touch. It must be experienced. Transcribing is good, though, as it is useful, in addition to ear training, for the ability to analyze the source of the feeling you're trying to acquire rather than just learning licks. For example, if you analyze the first few bars of the head of Donna Lee, bar 1 may reveal a type of voicing for the A-flat major 7 that Charlie Parker was relating to. Bar 2 may reveal a preconceived 2-5-1 pattern that he had been practicing. And bar 3 might represent a voicing of B-flat 9 that he was relating to. And it's also good to pay attention to the passing tones that happen and how they are resolved. These are all examples of how to transcribe, not with the aim of extracting licks that can cause a student to miss all of the conceptual elements, but rather to become aware of the ideas that were used in the process of creating those licks. So, in other words, do not copy the masters, seek rather what they sought. Number 7, about touch. Major criticism in jazz is that everyone sounds the same, and it could well be that everyone's learning licks and imitating rather than to really learn how to play, which is what Oscar Peterson had observed. So he does not recommend learning licks, and he says you'd be surprised of the number of great master players that never transcribed or learned licks. And now we get on with the DVD itself. First, there's a review of the previous three DVDs. Number 1 was informational to provide background for a new perspective. Number 2 was an introduction of the 6-8 drum pattern for the student to be able to feel 6-8, 4-4, or 3-4 while playing continuously. And it also had 4 melodic exercises which were meant to be played, and then in the subsequent solo, in which the student would hopefully play in stream of consciousness, it would induce certain behaviors that would allow an ontological process to unfold. DVD 3 added 5-4 pattern to the other time signatures and encouraged the student to be able to think and feel in that time signature and go back to the 6-8 and all the other time signatures without interrupting the flow. It also showed how the 5-4 opened up new accentuation possibilities and showed how to do the 5-4 rhythm routine exercise. Just a quick review, the hidden 5 is 2 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1, but only the second one gets accented. So gang, 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 like that. And if you put that in 12-8, it'd be like 1, 2, 3, 4, gang, 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 2, 3, 4, gang, 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 gang. And lastly, DVD 3 had 3 melodic exercises, which you would play, and then, of course, improvise in stream of consciousness so that you can stay in the melodic flow until you feel a behavior in your hands that produces a flow of melody, and you would practice playing from that place, first and foremost. Now here starts the DVD itself. Mike says, it's partially true that I was playing 16th note pattern behind the students and not 6-8. But it's the basis of samba, and it's like the 6-8, 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a, but it's grouped like 1 and a 2 and a, and it happens 3 times over 4 bars of 6-8. In other words, in 6-8 you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the rhythm is again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And basically you could just write that as 3 bars of samba in 2-4 time, where each beat gets 4 16th notes. And the first in other words, the of 1 gets accented. Or at least that's the way it's presented in DVD 1 in the rhythmic pile. But on page 11 of DVD booklet 4, it shows the relationship I just scattered without that extra accent. And on page 12, it shows the 3 bars of samba versus the 4 bars of 6-8. And then he also demonstrates it in slow motion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1E and a 2E and a 1E and a 2E and a.
And then at tempo, he demonstrates going back and forth between 6-8 and samba feel, scatting the melody of Desafinado into Now Is The Time and back again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1 up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, bo-ba-dee-bo-dop, sha-do-ba-dee-bo-dop, bo-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-do-bo-ba-bo-dop, bo-ba-do-da-ba-ba-do-bo-ba-bo-dop.
And then Mike demonstrates the metric modulation, being able to go back and forth between the two time signatures.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
And that's what Mike was doing when he was playing for the students in DVD 3 with a straight 16th feel. And that's presented on DVD booklet 4, page 13, the second diagram, where it's like 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a digga 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 digga. The only thing that's misleading, though, is that in the diagram, he has four beats of 16th notes in one bar over 12 beats of 4-4 in triplets. And that's not the case. You're only going to be able to play 3 beats worth of 16ths. So it's just a misleading diagram. Because you're not superimposing 16ths over swung 8th notes. The subdivision remains the same, as I just sang. And as they mentioned earlier, it takes 3 bars of the samba thing to equal 4 bars of the 6-8. So just a little side note there. And he demonstrates playing it with the piano player.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The confusing thing about that is that on page 14, it has the conga drum accenting as follows, but that's not what Mike is playing. So that to me is confusing. In other words, it's counted off as 1, E, and 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and then the conga is 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's not what he's playing. Mike says, after you've learned the rudiments, you can vary up the sounds, and no matter what pattern you play on the drums, it stays perfect because, quote, the energy in the rudiment is perfect.